time for the rural news with Susan Murray in Kirikiriroa. First of this season's kiwi fruit season is heading overseas. How much smaller is it than last year?
Well, at the moment, it looks like the crop will be about 18%, a fifth lower than last year. That's roughly 30 million trays, and that's because of challenging growing conditions. They really had a rotten spring. That's had a big dent on the crop. The first export shipment of fruit, that headed off from the port of Tauranga. It's bound for Japan. That's just left. And the company's acting chief global supply officer is Jason Tabrake, and he says this year they'll be sending 145 million trays of green, the gold and the red kiwi fruit to more than 50 countries. That compares with last year, they sent 177 million trays. There were issues with that lot too, with quality, and that dented growers' returns. So Mr. Tabrake says Zespri brand does attract a premium price, so delivering a quality product is really important, and this year there's an action plan in place to make sure that it happens.
We've seen a number of big significant changes to be able to get the labour in the right place, to have a really strong focus on quality this season, and also the adjustments that we've made for our industry agreed quality action plan, which should help us come back from where we were in 2022, where we had a significantly high amount of cost of quality, and back to levels that we would have seen prior to that season.
Now, Zespri only recently commercialised its red-fleshed kiwi fruit variety, and Jason Tabrake says that consumers are loving the fruit, but it is still early days in terms of scaling production.
Market feedback has been very positive. Consumers love the red look and also the taste and texture of the fruit. The growing side of it has been variable, so it's a harder variety to grow than what we've seen with Sungold. And we are obviously quite an early stage of growers adopting this variety, getting used to growing it. So we are getting quite a variable result. Some growers are getting really good results off orchard, and some growers are having a few problems, you know, in terms of yield and quality of fruit.
Last year they sent away 122,000 trays of that ruby red, and there'll be more this year, of course, as more commercial volumes come onto stream. In terms of getting the fruit to the market, well, Jason Tabrake is saying Zespri is expecting a more stable shipping environment, which is good to hear. That's compared with recent years when we've had, you know, worldwide disruptions with COVID, haven't we, in the shipping
chain. Tasted the red one, Susan?
I have.
Does it taste different?
It does taste different. It's it's more floral, perhaps, but still sweet, yeah.
Meanwhile, safety message going out to hunters as the busy time of year gets underway.
It certainly does, and they're expecting a big turnout of hunters across the country because it's the roar. So the roar is the breeding season for New Zealand's deer species. It runs from around now through till April, and the best time to go out and hunt the stags when they're making the most noise is in the middle 2 weeks. So the Deer Stalkers Association Chief Executive Gwyn Thurlow says that after years of lockdowns and our traffic light systems, they're really expecting a big season, big hunting time this year, and there are new firearms transport rules. They came into force last year, and he's just saying it's really critical that hunters do get up to speed with them.
So the steps are that your firearm is not visible from outside your vehicle, it's secure from theft, so it has a trigger lock or made inoperable, and you have to store your ammunition separately from your firearms, so in a locked glove box or in a locked container.
And he says that it's important that hunters follow the usual rules when they're out in the bush.
So we've had really no shooting incidences in the last few years, so we're encouraging people to identify their target, wear blaze orange clothes so they can be identified as human, and follow the basic safety rules for firearms use, which is always identify your target, and make sure that you've got your plans sorted with your mates when you're out hunting.
Gwen Thurlow says that with the borders fully open, there are plenty of international trophy hunters coming here for the roar, so I guess that's a positive for local tourism operators.